Lila Nishmas of Klenimishkam and Ben Revili Melech. Beya Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph. Yontif Shechol Lios Erev Shabbos. When Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, meaning Yontif comes right before Shabbos, Lo Yivashal Adam Betchila Mi Yontif LeShabbos. A person is not allowed to cook on Yontif for Shabbos. Really, Midiyaraisa, one is allowed to cook from Yontif for Shabbos. There are two reasons given. Taisisanta brings the Svara called Hoel. That Hoel, since I may have guests that come and would eat from the food that I'm preparing today, that allows me to do it today. So right now, even though I'm cooking for Shabbos, but since guests may come today, minat Torah, it's mutter. But if that's the case, where do we ever find the Isser of Hachana? You're not allowed to prepare. And it's based off a pasuk, Veichinu. So it obviously exists. So where does it ever come up? So Kiveger brings two examples. One is a Be'ish and Oldebi Yontif, is an egg that's born on Shabbos, which comes after Yontif, like the case in our Mishnah, because there Yontif prepared it for Shabbos, like the beginning of the Masechta. And the other reason is brought from Taisus and Psachim, that the case would be if a person would cook right at the end of Yontif, where there would not be enough time for guests to come. This is the Svara of Taisus and Psachim, because you cannot say Hoel, that since guests can come, it's Mutter. And in this case, it would be Aser, even Midiyaraisa. And we're soon going to see, Reb Kiveger says, that an Erev Tavshilin wouldn't even help this case. Mishnah continues, Avol Mavashu Hu Yontif. But on Yontif, you're allowed to cook for Yontif. Vim Hoyser Hoyser LeShabbos. And if it turns out that there's leftover, so you can have leftover for Shabbos. You just need to have a little bit for Yontif. Ve'ose Tavshil Me'erev Yontif V'Soymech Olav LeShabbos. This is talking about an Erev Tavshilin, that you can make a dish Erev Yontif and rely on it for Shabbos. So like we said before, Midiyaraisa, because of Hol, you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Midirabanan, you're not allowed to. Unless you made this Tafshil on Erev Yontif, and you were Samech in it for Shabbos. Which basically means, this is how an Erev Tafshilin works, is by the fact that I cook food before Yontif. So Yontif's on a Friday. So right before Yontif, which is Thursday afternoon, I make an Erev Tafshilin, and that will allow me to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, which I normally am not able to do. Midirabanan. Midiyaraisa, we said it's okay because of Hoel. Now, how does it help? And what's the reason that it works? So one svara that's brought by the Rishonim is the whole reason to do Erev Tavshilin is to remember Shabbos. Because we're afraid that people get so involved with Yontif that they'll forget to set aside something good for Shabbos. So by the fact that we make sure they make an Erev Tavshilin before Yontif, they'll remember to prepare for Shabbos. And there are those that learn that the reason we do an Erev Tavshilin is specifically because of Kvod Yontif. Because we would see that I cannot cook from Yontif to Shabbos unless I have an Erev Tavshilin, which really means that I started cooking something Thursday afternoon before Yontif. And while this thing that I cooked Thursday afternoon, when I started cooking it, it only finished on Yontif. But I at least had to have started it before Yontif because of the Kvod of Yontif. And when we think about that, we'll make a Kal V'chomer that if I say I have to do this when I cook from Yontif to Shabbos, all the more so, I can't cook from Yontif to Chol. Mishnah continues, Beishamai Omrim Shnei Tavshilin. Beishamai says that the Erev Tavshilin has to be two dishes. Veisil Omrim Tavshil Echad. One dish suffices for this. V'shoven B'dag U'beitza Sha'olav Shein Shnei Tavshilin. And both Beishamai and Beisil agree, even Beishamai that holds you need two, that if you would have a fish and you cooked an egg on top of the fish, that's considered two dishes. Even though it's merged into one food, nevertheless, you don't have to be that machmir, even according to Beis Shammai. Acholo sha'avod, what would be if the Erev Tavshilin was eaten or it got lost? And at this point in time, you haven't cooked for Shabbos yet, and it's Yontif now. Lo yivashal av betchila, you should not cook. Now, the obvious question is, if the whole reason for Erev Tavshilin is because of Kvod Shabbos, and now the whole reason I want to cook now on Yontif is specifically for Shabbos, why would Chazal tell me that I can't cook because I lost Erev Tavshilin if the whole point of the Erev Tavshilin is to make sure that I cook for Shabbos? So this is a Ran that we brought in the beginning of Brachos. This Ran here, the Ran says that it's better that a person would miss this Shabbos but protect many future Shabboses, as opposed to letting him do this and not make an Erev Tavshilin and cook for Shabbos, he won't be careful in the future. He'll just end up eating his Erev Tavshilin and he won't even remember Shabbos, he won't cook for Shabbos at all. So we told him that you can't cook this Shabbos at all, even for Shabbos, even though the whole point of Erev Tavshilin is for the Kvod Shabbos. And the Mishnah ends, Vim Shir, Mimenu Kolshehu, Somech Alav LeShabbos. And if there's a part of the Erev Tavshilin that gets lost, but as long as there's at least a Kolshehu, which most Mefarshim learn is a Kezias, you can be Samech on that for Shabbos. There's one other kula that the Rav brings, is that, let's say on Yontif he started preparing, and then the Erev got lost, but he already started the preparation, he just didn't finish doing the preparation for Shabbos, he can then finish it. As long as there was a Kezias of the Erev Tavshilin that existed by the time he started preparing for Shabbos, he can continue.